April 24, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Love the whole person. Opening prayer. Lord, through your word, teach me how to follow you more closely so that others might see and be drawn to you. Read Song of Solomon, chapter 7. How beautiful your sandaled feet, O prince's daughter. Your graceful legs are like jewels, the work of an artist's hands. Your navel is a rounded goblet that never lacks blended wine. Your waist is a mound of wheat encircled by lilies. Your breasts are like two fawns, like twin fawns of a gazelle. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are the pools of Heshbon by the gate of Bath Rabim. Your nose is like the Tower of Lebanon, looking toward Damascus. Your head crowns you like Mount Carmel. Your hair is like royal tapestry. The king is held captive by its tresses. How beautiful you are, and how pleasing, my love, with your delights. Your stature is like that of the palm, and your breasts like clusters of fruit. I said, I will climb the palm tree. I will take hold of its fruit. May your breasts be like clusters of grapes on the vine, the fragrance of your breath like apples, and your mouth like the best wine. She. May the wine go straight to my beloved, flowing gently over lips and teeth. I belong to my beloved, and his desire is for me. Come, my beloved, let us go to the countryside. Let us spend the night in the villages. Let us go early to the vineyards to see if the vines have budded, if their blossoms have opened, and if the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you my love. The mandrakes send out their fragrance, and at our door is every delicacy, both new and old, that I have stored up for you, my beloved. Reflect. Reflect on which parts of yourself you find it hard to conceive of people loving. Give them over to the God who loves you in your entirety. After the reunion in the previous chapter, we hear the man again declaring the beauty of his love. Verses 1 through 6 form another self-contained poem that mirrors chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Again, he declares the beauty of different parts of the woman's body, using similes accompanied by repeated declarations of her beauty. In chapter 4, the man moves down from the woman's facial features. Here, we see the poem is inverted as he begins at her feet and moves up. Her breasts and her neck are praised with the same similes as in chapter 4. The whole book of Song of Solomon contains elements of sexual attraction, but this chapter is the one that heightens the attraction between the two lovers. From the descriptions of the beauty of the woman to the invitation to go away together, it is clear that there are sexual undertones in their attraction toward each other. It is important to remember that the Bible celebrates sexual relationships as a good and normal part of life when they are conducted in the right context of monogamous, committed relationships. However, our passage today also reminds us that love embraces the entirety of who someone is. The first verses of our passage today create the impression of finding the whole body beautiful, which is a metaphor for loving someone completely. This principle is at the heart of steadfast, unconditional love. You love someone on good days and bad, and, as the marriage vows remind us, for better, for worse, and in sickness, as in health. This does not mean you just accept the other person's flaws, as love seeks for them to change and grow. This is how God loves us in our entirety, as exemplified in the story of the prodigal son. There is nowhere you can go that can stop your heavenly Father from loving you. Apply. Are there people you find hard to love? Pray that God will help you love them in their entirety. Closing prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for showing me the many instances of your love in Scripture and in my walk with you. Help me to reflect that love in the relationships you give me and in my attitudes toward the world around me.